The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Yay. It's Friday, the best day of the week. Time for another Nate Darling Show with Diana Hong, Ted Sampson, and Christiana D.
Live.
And now, here to ease away the tension of your week, here's Nate.
That's a lie.
Oh, man, the voices are back.
Hi, it's me, Thanos.
Hey, Thanos.
Diana's not here again. Because she's working, making a living. Kareem Daniels is here, though. Hi, Kareem.
Hi.
Say hi to Thanos.
Say hi to Thanos.
Hi, Thanos.
I'm the most evil supervillain of the Marvel Universe. It's true.
Is that literally true? The most evil?
I believe so.
Was there like a poll, or is it seems pretty subjective?
Do you really want to find out how evil I am?
Oh, no.
Okay. Coming up on the show today.
How evil was he?
Coming up on the show today, we'll find out if being pro-white is bad.
Being pro-white?
Pro-white.
Okay. White teeth or like white laundry clothes?
We'll see.
Okay.
Also, some Kegels that are tied to a video game and why The Gap is catching some flack. That's right, The Gap. Not you know, the sexy lady Gap, but like the store that sells the crappy clothes Gap.
Not the burn rubber on me Gap?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Not like mind the Gap, The Gap?
No, that's the Chive. The Chive. Girls showing their boobies and stuff. That's great. Okay. Thanos out.
Every now and then he stops by. Sorry. but first... Oh, hi. He's still in the background. God damn it.
Wait a minute.
He's gone.
Wait a minute.
I know. Breaking the fourth wall. Hey, everybody. Happy Friday.
Thanks.
Hey.
Yay.
Boy, what a day. What a day. What a day.
Friday. Good Friday, I hope.
Yeah. Let's start.
What the hell date is it today?
Today is Friday, the 22nd.
Okay.
Wow, like 6 days from my sketch show at the Comedy Sports.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
There's a plug if I ever plugged a plug.
Yeah.
Thursday and Saturday. Come on out.
Yeah, the 28th and 30th.
Fun times will be had.
Mm-hmm. Spend part of your Labor Day weekend with Ted.
Do it.
Watch him recite stuff that was written down earlier.
What a heck of sap.
Cheating.
I know.
Yeah, here
I
we
sold out to scripts.
That's right. All right. So he's been dead for a little bit now, but there's more stuff coming out about Michael Jackson because someone else is suing his estate.
Oh.
Now, he has allegedly had sex with children. Logically, it follows that he would have had to communicate about sex with his alleged victims in ways that were that they could understand. Thus, he had a very weird code, allegedly, to describe his semen and erections. It all comes from a lawsuit.
Nope.
It does, from a lawsuit.
Can you imagine a world without lawyers?
Filed by a man named James Safechuck, who says Jackson abused him as a child during the late 80s when they were known to have spent time together. TMZ got a look at the new court documents regarding an ongoing lawsuit by Safechuck against the Jackson estate, which brings the following claims. Sorry about this. Safechuck says Michael taught him to use code words, referring to his erection as... And I quote, "Bright light, brick city."
No. That sounds suspect to me.
And more disturbingly, calling semen duck butter.
Gross.
Yeah, it is.
That is, no, that's not even how you use that when you use it.
How do you use duck butter?
It says she is fatter than duck butter.
Well, Safechuck claims Jackson
That's
used
a booty reference.
Used secret signals. Oh. When they would hold hands, Michael would scratch the inside of James' hand with a finger to show he wanted to have sex. Ew. In addition to those allegations, Safechuck says Jackson would give him alcohol and show him porn. That's been a recurring detail in claims against him. And that he even performed some sort of marriage between the two that involved a ring and a certificate. That's not weird at all. Jackson obviously isn't around to refute the claims to either the public or the Legion of Attorneys. TMZ talked to his estate's lawyer, who said the suit should be dismissed because, quote, it was filed more than 20 years after the incident supposedly happened. He also says that Safechuck has given previous statements saying that Jackson never abused him because, you know, kids that are abused never, you know, lie about it. Ever.
Statistically speaking, there's a much higher percentage of unreported than there is lying kids. So, yeah. Whatever.
Well, he said before
they can't fucking all be lying. Yeah, nope. And it's just whatever. Anyway.
Yeah. So
move on. New story.
Oh no. Look out for the duck butter.
I'm getting butter all over the place. Bad duck.
It's terrible.
Ah, soundboards are fun.
Make you go vegan.
That's what did it for me. Too much duck butter.
Too much duck butter.
Everywhere.
Well, I know you've been wondering. President Obama.
What do you do now?
Where do you stand on the eternal debate? Discard or keep Katy Perry?
What?
What?
Keep Katy Perry.
That's right.
Oh.
She performed at the 46th anniversary of the Special Olympics, was introduced by Obama himself, who called her a, quote, wonderful person. And you might be feeling optimistic about the pop star after she managed to make a video that almost doesn't have anything racist in it. Or perhaps it was just a huge PR event, and he's a professional politician whose literal job is to be diplomatic at all times.
The whole Katy Perry's racist video, that's some overblown bullshit.
I know nothing about it.
To be fair, Kareem, this is from Jezebel, so yeah. they're a little bit editorial and ridiculous.
That's white people trying to make everybody racist so that they feel bad about their races.
Look, if everything's racist, mine isn't as bad.
Exactly.
Okay. Perfect.
Everyone's a little bit racist sometimes.
What was that?
Gravity.
Oh. Gravity. It's a law.
You got it?
Gravity is the law.
Hope let me get it.
I get it. Things are being dropped all over the place.
The duck butter makes it slippery.
I know, it's true. And then later, sticky. So be careful.
See, that's why people absconding with something. Stop Pat Booning duck butter.
Look, Michael Jackson, he Pat Booned being white,
that
sort of.
That's how you use duck butter.
That's how Michael Jackson used it, and he was sort of black at one point.
That's how I know the guy's lying.
Now, The Gap is in hot water over super skinny model. Earlier last week, the clothing company tweeted a picture of a woman wearing a shirt dress along with a caption, "Dress up your days in pastel plaid, hashtag since 1969. And the backlash was immediate. Seriously, Gap? What in the world do people look like? In what world do people look like this? Perhaps you could select models who represent regular gals and not a skeleton ghost.
That's a disturbing image, I've got to say.
Ew.
Yeah, I'm not digging it.
Another Twitter user asked, "Doesn't Gap feed its models? Seriously, she looks ill. Please use healthy-looking women in your ads next time."
And wait. Body. Hashtag body snark backlash in 5, 4, 3.
"The picture is terrifying," said another. Yet another detractor noted, "At Gap, looks like she needs a hamburger and some sunlight." Now, after absorbing the criticism, the company responded with this statement.
"Our intentions have always been to celebrate diversity in our marketing and championing the people for who they are. Upon reflection, we understand the sensitivity surrounding this photograph. Customer feedback is important to us, and we think this is a valuable conversation to learn from."
Why don't you put a big bone girl in there and see what you say about that?
I don't think they have any the gap that will fit her.
Yes.
There's that.
If you do that, that's something different.
Here's what I wonder. There's a lot of talk about shaming people for their bodies and mostly fat shaming. But there are people that are really skinny that don't have any control over that.
There are, but this is just like the same thing as the, like, not every kid is telling the truth and they report abuse. Yeah, there is. But usually if you see a person and they're that thin and you think there's a problem, there's usually a fucking problem. So just like when you see somebody who's really overweight and they may be healthy, they're probably not that healthy. Myself included.
So then it's okay to say terrible things about them?
It's okay to say that this isn't something you should be using to advertise a product because you're holding it up as an ideal and an example, a model, if you will, for the way in which this product should be used.
To cover a lady? By the way, this is it's an awful-looking dress.
It's a terrible-looking dress, but it looks pretty bad. But
it looks like a couch cover.
It does.
From the 70s.
Couch cover or a curtain.
Yeah, it's really bad. Maybe that's the problem. It's the dress and not the lady.
Let's go to the comments just to see what people are saying.
Oh, no. Not the comments. Never go to the comments.
Lori says, "People come in all shapes and sizes, and bashing her for being thin is just as bad as bashing someone for being fat." To which Holly brightly replied, "True, but she looks very unhealthy. Her hair is dull. Skin is pasty. She doesn't look well, IMO. A few, maybe like 15, 20 pounds would do her a world of good."
I agree.
Maybe, but is that any different or any better than saying, you know, if she just lost 15 or 20 pounds, she'd be gorgeous? Is it any less hurtful?
That depends on how big
it
she
depends.
Is.
So you're saying if it really should be 50 or 60 and you say 15 or 20, it's kind?
Yes, right.
Okay. I just wanted to see where you're going with that.
I mean, if she was like Jennifer Aniston size, you're like, oh, she'd look great if she lost 15 or 20 pounds, then you're being a dick.
Right.
But, you know.
Yeah.
This is a health concern.
Nobody should snark about anything anywhere. But at the same time, this woman's job is to use her body as a living hanger on which to put clothes.
Mm-hmm.
True.
And I think it's reasonable to tell the company, hey, I don't think you're doing your clothes any service by highlighting probably an unhealthy woman. So
what I found interesting is...
Just drop a deuce.
It's possible.
Oh, welcome.
There's a cat box over there. Sorry.
This doesn't happen during podcasts, I find.
Every now and then.
It's thanks for the editorializing, Hef.
It's true. Mm-hmm. But I was watching a Betty Page documentary on Netflix, and Betty Page was not fat at all, but she was a curvy model, and she wanted to be a fashion model. And basically, she was like, even in those days, the fashion models were really skinny. So, because you know, she had a southern drawl, and she was really old when she did the audio for it.
Thanks.
Only white guys like skinny women.
Is that true?
I don't know. I don't know that that's true. I mean, it's there. I've heard a theory.
Well, actually, 70% of men like women with meat on their bones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I prefer meat to no meat as a vegan, which is ironic, I suppose.
I don't want to bruise myself on a lady, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's really where I sort of draw the line. Mm. If I can bruise myself, I'm probably. Mm. Be like, no.
I want a woman to feel like a woman. I don't want to feel like I'm having sex with a broom.
That's still mean. Understand, but it's
I mean,
all
I don't want her to roll over and elbow me and cut me across the cheek. You feel like you're having sex with an MMA fighter.
Well, Adam Carolla has a theory that black guys love the bigger women with the booty because they have enough cock to get it all the way in. Whereas white guys, it wouldn't get as much.
Well, I was trying to be nice to you and Ted by not telling this joke. But since you brought that up, I'm going to go ahead and tell it. White guys like skinny women because they make their dicks look bigger.
Hey, I'm not offended. Whatever. I'm perfectly secure.
Oh, wow. That's really wafting in here.
I'm sorry. Can't help it.
You
should be better at burying that.
Light a match, Kat.
Some good news for you, Christiana. Not really for anybody else.
Aww.
Apparently now there's a Temple Run game for your vagina.
Temple Run game.
Yeah. I'll let Na Lin explain.
Which muscle do women need to exercise most? Buttocks or abs? Not really. It's actually the pelvic floor muscles. Either you want...
Hold on.
Who the hell is this?
This is an Asian man.
Is he doing a stereotype?
It may very well, yes, but it may very well be the way he speaks, because there is a muscle and fitness diagram behind him on a door that is in, I believe, Chinese characters, or they could be Korean. I can't tell because it's too small in the background. Let's this continue.
Want to be more sexy or more healthy? Hi, my name is Tom Chen. Pelvic floor related diseases are very common, affecting half of all women, regardless of your race, your religion, or your zodiac sign. My wife got it after giving birth. When she found herself unable to control her piss, she's really pissed off. So what's it?
What?
Pelvic muscles hold our organs together in our belly, bowl, womb, bladder. Oh my, it's a vagina. But the pregnancy and childbirth will rip it. Symptoms?
Okay, you should, your pelvic floor should not rip during childbirth.
No.
If it does, that's a significant problem.
It is.
This
video is a significant problem.
Yeah.
Because it's hilariously bad. this is also on Jezebel. Anyway, the app is called Skia, Smart Kegel Exercise App. and it's in its fundraising stage right now. It's sort of like Fitbit. You have Fitbit, right?
I do.
In that there's an app and an apparatus, but instead of giving you a couple of flowers for every 1,000 steps you walk, the app will allow anyone with a desire to strengthen their pelvic floor muscles to turn their exercising into an exciting adventure filled with danger and intrigue. The Daily Dot reports the game, which will be remarkably similar to Temple Run, will task the protagonist to run around obstacles, including rabbit leg pullers, lava leaks, and something called collagen elixirs. The game, which is entitled Alice Incontinent, is designed by Tom Chen and Link Cube and was a response to his wife's difficult experience, which we already heard about. The game offers not only visual response to performing the exercises correctly, but also sends pleasurable sensations to confirm the Kegel has been properly completed. The Daily Dot points out that while Kegel exercises are important for urinary control as well as more intense orgasms and also better erections if you're a male, you shouldn't try to sneak in a quick workout on the train, probably because the subway rumbles too much and you'll lose your concentration. So,
can we open the door?
A window.
You know what? Let me. I will do something for
air
you
freshener.
Right now. Yeah, we'll.
Oh, it's coming! It's getting to my nose.
Finally! Yeah. Wow!
Hold on. My
slow moving mist.
We need to pause. Play the technical difficulty music.
Hold on. Here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna do this.
They act. We decide. Cool or two.
All right. First up, and you guys can take your time while I take care of this. Katy Perry. Go.
Katy Perry is cool. I like her. My kid likes her songs. It's great. Yay, Katy Perry.
Well,
Ted?
When it comes to the subject of Katy Perry, the female singer to which some people might enjoy listening, I would say that she is cool, I suppose.
Nate better wash his hands for like a full 40 seconds before he comes back, or yeah. I'm going to leave and barf.
Not...
because he just carried a whole pooper box out.
Fully familiar with her entire discography, I'll admit. But overall, what I've heard, I'd say, is cool enough. That's my opinion as Ted Sampson, member of this podcast.
Baby,
Kareem,
you're a firework.
Daniels.
Ooh. Katy Perry is fatter than duck butter.
So is that cool or cool?
Is cool.
Okay, sorry.
You need to wash your hands in front of me. Show me that you washed your hands.
I didn't actually scoop it. I grabbed the outside of the box.
That's still disgusting to me.
Oh, dear.
Over here.
It's so disgusting, podcast listeners.
We're getting some misting in here to alleviate. This is the stinkiest cat bomb
next in
ever
cooler
dropped.
Tool. Next in cooler tool is skinny shaming. Skinny shaming.
Oh,
Ted.
Shaming anyone is not cool, so it's tool. Don't shame people, except for cats that shit really stinkily behind you during a podcast. They deserve it.
Kareem. Well, now it smells like shitty gardenias.
There you go. It's tool. Tool and cat shit is tool.
Well, I've moved it to the other room. It's all I could do. And sprayed. So it'll dissipate a little.
Yeah, you should have put that outside.
Oh, poor half.
Then you'd hit it again when you leave. You don't want that. Finally, in cooler tool.
Wait, did we get skinny shaming from Christiana? Sorry.
Did we? Yeah.
Oh, I don't. Tool, I guess. Shaming is bad, but calling out eating disorders is fine.
Okay. And finally, in cooler tool, Kegels. Kegels, Ted.
Oh, definitely cool.
Cream.
Kegels are great.
Christiana.
I'm doing them right now.
Me too. They're totally cool. So that's it for cooler tool. Sorry about half.
Can we get your stance on Katy Perry and skinny shaming, or do you just want to...
Skinny shaming is tool, and Katy Perry is cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
There we go.
There we go. It's weird. It's terrible to have to take care of something in the middle of the show like that.
It was important. It was an emergency.
It was. Yes. It was. I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I picked up the cat box, and I'm like, Jesus Christ. What the fuck did you guys eat while I was away today? I only give them dry cat food.
Oh.
It's like they ate a decaying corpse of a yak or something.
I don't know what cat food. Damn.
That was bad.
It was. Sorry. Well, anyway, a Democratic candidate, his wife has come out and identified. Oh, hold on. It's right. A Democratic candidate's husband has identified himself as pro-white. There are a lot of things married couples don't agree on, politics, religion, whose turn it is to take out the trash. But a local Connecticut Democratic candidate, Anna Zubkova, is getting some attention for her husband's political musings on his personal blog, which he proudly identifies himself as, and I quote, pro-white.
Finally.
His name is Rob Freeman. He runs the site Mind Weapons.
How are you going to have people? A last name like Freeman and be pro-white?
He might be Jewish.
And Mid Weapons in Ragnarok.
He's probably black and don't even know it.
In a recent post, he made... No, there's no black in him. He makes a rather bold declaration about his pro-whiteness. Freeman said, and I quote, I am pro-white because there's out there, there's anti-white. I'm defending that part of my identity that's being attacked. I'm not attacking other races. I'm defending my own. And I welcome all sincere allies, black, Hispanic, Jewish, Asian, Muslim, Arab, Persian. If I missed anyone, chime in, Christiana.
Eskimo.
I had nothing.
Oh, no, you're Hispanic. I'm sorry. He believes white people need a collective voice, like other groups do. I don't, but okay. Freeman used to be involved with an extreme... Whoa, hold on. Okay. He used to be involved with an extreme neo-Nazi group. Oh, there you go.
Okay, there you go.
Now, they've been married for 17 years, but in interviews, Zubkova said she doesn't think her husband's views should have any bearing on her campaign.
He might not be Jewish also.
You think?
He's got a really big dick. No? I don't know. Why would she?
She said, he did not have those views when we married, but acquired them after. What am I supposed to do? Divorce him? It's not unusual for husbands and wives to have different views. As a judge, I can assure you I would not discriminate against anyone, even based on their beliefs. In my career, I've represented clients from many different backgrounds and races, all to the best of my knowledge and ability.
There's one thing America needs. It's more lawyers.
So, there you go. How about that? Wow.
More.
Yeah.
White people.
And how much can you really judge someone based on their spouse? I mean, they did choose them.
I don't know a lot. I mean, yes and no.
Did he turn pro white after a blow to the head? I think that's an important question. Was it a Gilligan's Island? Was he kicked by a coconut fell out of a tree, hit me on the head.
I caught my wife in a big black thing in her mouth.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm surprised it didn't come up before this, since she's a judge. That surprises me. But yeah, welcome to Connecticut. Connecticut's weird.
Oh, you should have said that in the first place. Connecticut.
I did.
That's why.
And I did. Hey, in Oregon, some of the 115 prisoners involved in fistfights at the state penitentiary early last month are likely to be billed for damages and wasted supplies, including $816 for pepper spray used to break up the fights. Now, those fights, they started in the Salem prison's dining room and later spread to the housing units during the long July 4th weekend, put combatants in disciplinary housing units known as the Hole. I know what the Hole is. I've seen Oz. State regulations allow prison officials to seize all but $30 a month from inmates' trust accounts to reimburse the Oregon Department of Corrections for their transgressions. The prison accounts, known as prisoners' books, allow them to purchase commissary items such as stationery, sunglasses, and shower shoes. A damage estimate from the fights obtained by the Oregonian...
Don't wipe your butt on my leg.
...shows that prisoners might be on the hook...
The cat.
Prisoners might be on the hook for over $24,000. An amount that does not include nearly 718 hours of overtime run up by corrections officers. Quote, it's certainly a preliminary estimate of the damages, that's according to a spokeswoman, but the exact amount of money inmates will reimburse is yet to be determined.
Well, how about they pay them more than $1.25 to do for an hour for their work?
They got room and board. What more do they need?
It's true. Three hots and a cot. Prisoners might also be on the hook for 53 canisters of Saber pepper spray used to break up the fight. The company's slogan is making grown men cry since 1975. Because if there's something you want in a pepper spray, it's a clever slogan.
Wow.
Yeah.
They put that slogan on there for women to buy it. So they'll be like, making grown men cry. Aha!
Aww, I'm that's cute and innocent.
It's always my goal.
Before you rape me, I'm going to make you cry.
They usually cry after sex.
Sometimes. You never know.
In the dark.
Yeah. If you're doing it in the dark, you should cry after sex. Got to at least have a little bit of lighting going. That's all I'm saying. What do you think of that whole idea? Billing the prisoners for the fight. Is that going to be any deterrent at all?
oh, wait, it's going to cost us a lot of money. Let's calm down and talk about this.
Right.
Yeah. Oh. You're going to make them piss them off or nothing else. I can't buy my ho-hos this week. I'm going to fuck you up.
When the Latin kings and the neo-Nazis get into a fight, they first do an accounting of how much it's going to cost. And then they go, hold on, fellows. Let's work this out. Because that's... Yeah.
That's what's going to happen.
I don't know what the breakdown of the racial components of the Oregon prison system are. They have more than just white people in Oregon.
Not many more.
I know in Portland, like you're on public transit, they make announcements in Spanish too. Ooh. So they've got enough people to bother to make it by either that, or they just felt really guilty.
Well, you know, they got to have somebody to do the farm work.
This is true. Someone's got to do the farm work. You know who did the farm work where I grew up on the farm? Me. That's right. Anyway.
No, they were... I read something about either Washington or Oregon where they were... Because they were bringing in immigrants to do the apple, those golden delicious apples that everybody wants.
That's Washington.
Yeah.
Those are delicious, by the way.
So they were bringing people in from different Asian companies for them the last time I saw.
Mm-hmm. The Macintosh apple orchards in northern New York, people come out from the Caribbean to pick apples.
Because white people ain't picking shit.
Well, I mean, no one wants the jobs. I mean, if you're a white person and you want the job, they'll hire you. Although some places won't, because they're like, you're just going to hate how much work it is and leave.
Yeah.
So they just go, F it. We're not going to hire you.
So I grew up working out in the field, and the white people that owned the property that we worked on never came out to work. They would come out and buy us and get our lunch order and leave. That's it.
Well, you got lunch. There's that. Did they charge you for it?
We paid for that.
No. They're just going, we're doing a lunch run. You better make sure you have cash.
It wasn't a free lunch. Oh, no. You didn't have to have cash. They would take it out of your check.
Oh, well, that's nice of them. Yeah. Makes it convenient.
Yeah.
At a charge.
At the end of the week, yeah.
Some sort of charge on that, too. We mentioned Jennifer Aniston before. You did, Kareem.
Oh, yeah.
She's opened up about aging, weight, and self-esteem in a new interview with Yahoo Beauty.
She talked about her nipples.
Let's see. These days, if I was being super picky, I would love to drop 5 pounds, she reveals. She explains, that's just where I've always been really comfortable at about 110 to 113 pounds.
Me but too.
But it's harder at this age.
When I was 9.
She tries not to be affected by the constant scrutiny she faces. She says, the truth is, you just go, if they get a picture, that picture comes and goes. Who cares? Then you have 30 mean people who sit at their computers and spend their entire day picking apart and insulting celebrities and how ugly they are just so they can feel better, I guess, about themselves. I don't understand it.
She could gain about 10 pounds.
I haven't seen. Well, she looked pretty good in the stripper scene in We're the Millers or Meet the Millers Meet or whatever. Miller.
Yeah, she lost too much weight for that. She should have kept stayed where she was.
Well, she went on. She says she acknowledges there's pressure in Hollywood to be ageless. I think what I have been witness to is seeing women trying to stay ageless with what they're doing to themselves. I am grateful to learn from their mistakes because I'm not injecting shit into my face. She insists, no, honestly, I see them and my heart breaks. I think, oh, God, if you could only know how much older you look. They're trying to stop the clock, and all you can see is an insecure person who won't let themselves just age. She also finds support in her fiancé, Justin Theroux, who, quote, will put a gun to my head if I touch my face in any way.
Yikes.
Yes.
She credits women like Gloria Steinem, who I think is one of the most stunning women on the planet and doesn't touch her face, Diane Keaton, Annette Bening, all of these fabulous, fearless women who are flawless. They embrace it.
Diane Keaton doesn't need to touch her face. She needs to touch her neck.
She wears turtlenecks and stuff.
That's right. She loves scarves.
Yeah, because she don't want you to see that turkey neck.
She's like 69 or something.
Hey.
You're allowed to have it. Oh, jeez. Jeez.
Got something to straighten out that skin. Yeah.
That's it.
Sorry. I don't know. There wasn't a whole lot of backlash over the Justin will put a gun to my head if I touch my face in any way comment. I know she means it tongue in cheek, but still. Hmm. Yes, Ted?
I'm going to look at her neck on the internet. And I'm just trying to see if it's as bad as
Annette Bening?
Oh, I went to
or Diane Keaton.
Diane Keaton. I don't know. Maybe these images aren't doing it justice. Looks fine to me. Let's see here.
It could, well, they could also be a little
turkey neck. Turkey neck have nothing to do with it. I've watched like two Diane Keaton movies in the past week, and all I can do when I watch them is think like, Becca's on my TV, because Becca reminds me, or Diane Keaton reminds me so much of Becca. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like Diane Keaton is like Becca's crazy aunt or something.
Yeah, there is a little bit of a physical resemblance.
Yeah, she gets that. It's true.
That's her celebrity spirit animal.
Mm. There you go. All right. Well, it's time to go to Florida for Florida Corner. Hold on. Let me get some music for you. Cream, you'll enjoy these stories too. It's some good stuff. We got some hardcore Florida stuff.
The cat's going back. Oh, he's under your chair. Never mind.
Well, the box is in the other room. He knows enough not to just shit on the carpet.
Oh, good.
Well,
but if he shits in your room, it may come out here.
A Sanford, Florida police officer was fired after he taunted a jailed inmate with a McDonald's French fries and later threatened the inmate with his service taser while the inmate washed his patrol car. That's according to the Orlando Sentinel. 9-year veteran Mickey Hinckley. I'm going to let you guess what color Mickey Hinckley is.
Irish white?
It could be. He was placed on administrative leave when his superiors discovered the incidents on June 4th, but was only fired a few weeks ago after an investigation determined that he had violated departmental policy. Weird that they would have a policy against taunting with McDonald's, but there you go. According to documents obtained by the Sentinel, Hinckley forced the inmate Victor Gonzaga Rivera, to wash his patrol car. When Hinckley complained that Rivera had not put enough tire shine on his wheels, he also activated his service taser, which caused an afraid Rivera to take off running.
Aw.
Now, Rivera was not hurt, and Hinckley told investigators that he was merely testing his taser when he turned it on. The investigation also revealed that earlier that same day, Hinckley had taunted Rivera with a bag of McDonald's that he claimed contained French fries. "Here's your food," he told the hungry inmate, before refusing to give him any. So apparently, being a corrections officer in Florida, or a police officer in Florida, is a lot like being an older brother. Here's some food for you. Nope.
Asshole.
What a douchebag.
Right.
The worst.
Also, a Marianna, Florida man was charged with burglary of an occupied dwelling and exposure after he tried to enter a woman's home without permission and then allegedly lay naked on the victim's porch begging God for forgiveness. And after he got to jail, he was hit with another charge after he allegedly brought along a cigarette containing suspected marijuana. Now, according to the complaint filed against 21-year-old Isaiah Nige Merritt, the victim first called the authorities around 11 a.m. on a Tuesday to report that he was in her front yard yelling. She called back and said that he was trying to get into her home. When the responding deputy arrived, he reported that he saw Merritt lying naked on the porch of the residence. The officer reported that the screen on the door was torn away, although it was still locked from the inside. And Merritt refused to put his clothes on at first and continued to lie there praying and asking God for forgiveness of what he had done. And he was ultimately arrested, charged at that time with burglary of an occupied dwelling and exposure of his sexual organs. When he got to booking at the county jail, clothed by now, he was told to empty his pockets. And according to a complaint filed against him, he pulled a brown rolled cigarette from his pocket, put it on the counter. The officer, who ordered him to empty his pockets, smelled the cigarette and said he believed it smelled like marijuana, which it tested positive for. He was then charged with the introduction of contraband into a correctional facility. It's not a good day. It was not a good Tuesday for Isaiah, is what I'm saying.
Did God ever get back to him, I wonder?
I don't know. I don't know if it did or not. I think God was busy with Martha.
Your cat's attacking my feet.
Nah, it'll happen.
Not the shitty cat, the other one.
That's not nice.
Oh, sorry, shitty cat. Smelly cat. It's not your fault.
It is. It's not his fault.
What are these? Well done.
All right. So I'm going to skip this. This is boring me. So I'm going to move ahead.
This is boring you.
This is boring. I was going to do a thing about Swedish myths, and I'm like, eh. No one cares about
this.
Is
anybody watching Welcome to Sweden? It's an oddly entertaining show. It's
what
like
is
weird.
It?
It's Amy Poehler's brother.
Oh, I heard about that NPR.
Bob Poehler?
I think it's Greg Poehler or something. He actually did move to Sweden and like married a Swedish woman and then decided to like write about it. And it's a show, and it was made in Sweden or for Sweden first. So like half of it is subtitled. It's strange, but it's entertaining. Mm. And they're airing it in the summer, so clearly that's sort of a throwaway summer show.
Hi, guys. It's me, Diana's 19-year-old friend. How are you?
Disturbed, thank you.
She's at work right now. Oh, she wants to hang out later, but I don't think so.
Oh, no. She's going to kill you.
Because I'm a dime. That's right. I'm a dime. 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 Dime. And she's so old.
Oh, God.
Two nickels.
That's right. Diana's so old. She's 26. Oh, my God. It's like 7 years older than me. Oh, Diana's 19-year-old friend out.
I'm going to miss the lashback for this.
That's crazy, right?
Mm.
Crazy.
She hears it.
Kareem, you look puzzled.
I don't even know at this point.
Dana likes him young.
It's true. She has a 19-year-old friend.
Oh, yeah.
She says she's just a friend.
Newly 19. Well, we'll discuss that.
Oh, good.
you think Diana's 19-year-old friend isn't going to show up on the Well Hung podcast soon? Oh, yes, she is.
Oh.
Maybe already. I don't know. It depends. it's a tale as old as Twitter. Woman does something. Assholes on the internet assail her with unwarranted, brutish tweets. Great. By the way, this is from Jezebel, if you can't tell. Jessica Valenti, author and founder of Feministing and Guardian columnist, recently took to Twitter.
Feministing?
Feministing.
Yeah,
that sounds like a weird sex hack.
It's a really well-known website.
Is it? Sorry.
Well, Ted and I don't know it.
Kareem, I'm surprised Ted doesn't know it.
Are you aware of Feministing?
Becca
Kareem?
Knows it. I bet you.
Does she?
I bet you.
It sounds like a terrible, terrible sex act that involves putting your hand all up inside of someone to me.
Yeah. I thought she said fisting. I was right. Like, huh? What are y'all talking about?
Feministing.
It's a very well-known website.
Well, she took to Twitter to ask her followers if they knew of any countries in which tampons are subsidized. For a normal human, that... even most basic grasp of the female anatomy understands its biology that women menstruate every month or so. It's not a crazy concept to ponder. But alas, the sheer mention of affordable or free feminine hygiene products was simply too much for some to handle on Twitter. So they took to their keyboards to vilify her. She compiled some of the tweets into Storify, and they are the worst. At least the ones in Storify are, because why would you Storify things that weren't bad? That'd be boring.
That's why technology was invented.
Mm-hmm.
That's a broad statement.
So the original tweet, she tweeted, Twitter friends, anyone know a country where tampons are free or somehow subsidized? And here are some of the answers that she got. At the real Beepo tweeted, yeah, North Korea, you should move there.
Zing.
Right.
No.
At Adam_McPhee said, I think she meant where they sell them oversized for her giant gaping vagina.
Ooh, damn.
Right. At Skizzed the Limit tweeted, if you're so worried about tampon availability, maybe you need to stick a few fingers up your you-know-what to stem the bleeding. By the way, this person uses you the same way Sean Hannity does. So it's important
time
to know.
Saving.
That's disgusting.
It is, right? At Crony Call tweeted, OMG, is this next? Please tell me this isn't next. I'm demanding free jock itch cream and hand lotion.
It's totally the same thing.
Well, if you get jock itch every month, it is.
He does. I feel bad for him.
At make liberals cry.
That's God.
By the way, the icon is a cross, yellow cross on a black background. Can I also pay for your toilet paper and your vagina cream? Anything else you need? F/taxpayers, just let me know. I gotcha.
Vagina cream?
I'm guessing like Vagisil? Something like that.
You made me cry. Well done.
At Mini Mike tweeted, sending all my rubbers to the Sandra Fluke repository.
She wanted free condoms.
Yeah, it's
for all the sex she was having.
It's a Rush Limbaugh thing. At Bobolewski tweeted.
Bobo.
No, not that Bobo.
Oh.
Tweeted, why haven't you had your ovaries, et cetera, removed yet? Aren't you one of those all PIV is rape haters? And then they link to a stupid thing.
PIV.
And then at Spurgeon Wynn, which, by the way, Kareem, is not the actual Spurgeon Wynn, the former quarterback. It's a fake account. Why you would have a fake account for Spurgeon Wynn, I have no idea, unless you wanted to tweet, if you know there are any countries where they have subsidized tampons, to tweet back, cunt.
Huh.
Simply. Yeah, that's a good reason to have a parody Twitter account. Mm. And then finally, there's more, but I'll stop at this one. At Mr. Sugarbutt, because I believe Mr. Sugarbutt should be the final word on everything. By the way, this is a gentleman who looks like he's wearing a feather boa, has painted red painted nails, red lipstick, and blue eyeshadow. Said, here's a thought. Get married. Then your husband can pay for it as long as you're putting out. That got one retweet and one favorite. Probably by the same person. So, yeah. It makes me not want to go on Twitter anymore. And then I remember Thong Thursday. And then I want to go on Twitter
thong
again.
Thong
That
Thursday.
Redeems it all.
It
the
does.
Thong, the thong, thong, thong.
Mm-hmm. There's Thong Thursday. There's Titty Tuesday.
You could look up titties any day of the week.
And, of course, Ass Wednesday.
Ah.
Which,
why wouldn't it just be Hump Wednesday?
Because Ass Wednesday is sacrilegious, sort of. Yeah, if you search those hashtags, there will be photos of ladies doing that and the occasional guy who thinks he's funny. So that's what you get on the on the Twitter machine.
Oh, the Twitter.
So, anywho, hey, have I mentioned Amazon this show yet? I don't remember.
I don't know.
Let's mention that really quickly while I get the small town news ready to go.
I bought a bunch of quilting supplies. You know what I did?
What did you do?
I went to the Nate Darling show and I clicked on the Amazon icon and then I ordered my stuff.
What?
It was so easy.
It's NateDarlingShow.com. No the. There's no
Wait,
article.
Did I say
her.
That?
You did. You said the Nate Darling show. That's fine.
Well, she meant the Nate Darling show website.
Yeah.
NateDarlingShow.com.
Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
Everybody.
That's what it is. So, yeah, go there. Click through. It doesn't cost you anything extra. It helps support the show. So if you're going to shop Amazon anyway, please go ahead and do that. And we thank you for it.
Thanks.
Come on.
Don't let the big world overwhelm you.
Son of a bitch.
Let's get small. Small town news.
All right, it's time for some speak out.
Yay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sidewalks is not side bikes. My 8-year-old daughter had to duck out of the way of a bike today. I've already been hit twice already. Next time you might end up in the road where you belong. I refuse to concede again. Many others feel the same.
Bob.
That's right.
I feel the same too, but Bob.
You want to take a quaint and charming, not to mention historic, town like Shazy and stick a wannabe Walmart in the center of it?
What's a wannabe Walmart?
I don't know.
Like a Target? Smart?
I don't know.
Walmart has those little grocery stores.
It's true. Well, there goes the neighborhood. As a small business owner, I see a lot of job applications. A bit of advice for everyone. Parenthetical, and this isn't just the young ones. I see 50-year-old people do this too. Close parenthetical. If your application is full of misspellings and, quote, you are and the letter U and LOL, then trash can.
People put LOL on their application?
LMFAO, Ted.
OMG.
Yeah.
WTF.
Regarding yard sale signs, the city could make more money if they fined people for leaving the garage/yard sale signs up. They have the address after all. They're an eyesore like the political signs. It's actually not a bad idea. Take down your damn yard sale signs. Hey, I recently went to the Mitsubishi dealer to get a routine oil change. I was so surprised when I went to get into my car and saw that it had been washed. What a kind service.
What? You can put commercials for Mitsubishi and speak out?
Apparently. Well, hey, it's okay. Yelp. It's okay for the grandchildren to come and visit their friends at party, but why can't they come and visit the old grandparents? I guess it's a forgotten generation.
That's a good point.
Bobby. Hey, I'm all for fair justice when it's due, but why are there 4 women and 2 men when the victim is a woman? I believe there should be a prejudice for not having an equal amount of male and female jurors. I don't get that, but I'm not a lawyer. Hey, what's up with an ambulance charging $700 mileage service charge on top of the $745 ambulance service charge for going a total of 56 miles round trip? No wonder people can't afford insurance and rates are so high.
Is that an algebra question?
It does. It sounds like a word problem.
Okay.
I don't know.
Geometry. Geometry.
Okay.
What's up with buying your concert tickets ahead for the Clinton County Fair and then have to wait in line for 2.5 hours for the gates to open so you can be sure to get a good seat when they don't assign seating? Bob?
What's up?
Hey, I'm a local math teacher. When it comes time for the Common Core math test, that's in May, I tell my kids to do the best they can, no more, no less. Yeah, don't do more than the best you can, Bobby, because the world won't respect you. So I'm teaching them to think and be able to do math, not pass a test.
Bob.
You're a hero, sir. Or madam. Math teacher. Hey, really tired of having the bass fishing tournaments. Anyone can catch bass. Time for a perch fishing contest, where they have to compete with the New York City fish canners that are depleting our lake of panfish for the New York cat population. Anyone seen a perch lately?
I have not seen a perch in a long time.
Yeah. Jeez. Bob, where's the perch?
It's North Carolina.
Yeah, so that's it. That's Small Town News.
Yay. Does it get smaller than that?
It does not get smaller than people complaining about, why isn't there a perch? Yeah, no. Anyone can catch a bass, I guess.
I don't know if I can catch a bass.
I don't know if I can either, but we'll find out.
When are you going to find out? When you go bass fishing?
When I go bass fishing.
Okay, let us know.
I'll go to a Bass Pro outlet or something. We'll take it from there. Hey, everybody, you have a great weekend. And take care of yourselves and each other. Keep your feet on the ground. Keep reaching for the stars. Don't touch yourself. You'll grow hair on the palm of your hands.
Don't let your cat sit in the living room.
Don't talk to don't talk to strangers. Don't take any wooden nickels. And of course, the most important three pieces of advice ever: Lord loves a working man. Don't trust Whitey. See a doctor and get it taken care of. That's it for the Nate Darling Show for this episode. Have a great weekend, everybody. Bye-bye.
Just can't define. Well, nothing comes to mind.